Listener Production.
Good evening, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. A Perth teenager has been found guilty of murdering a stranger in Bull Creek last year. 42-year-old Peter Levkovsky died hours after the 16-year-old stabbed him with a fillet knife, the victim approaching the accused after he stole a 10-year-old's bike. The teen will face sentencing in March. The state government is set to introduce landmark legislation to enshrine a net zero emissions target into law in WA. It'll go before Parliament later this year, aiming for change by 2050. Climate Action Minister Rhys Whitby says it'll target every aspect of the state's economy.
It provides certainty to business and the entire community. It will encourage and stimulate investment in new infrastructure and technologies. It provides accountability and transparency.
The Commerce Minister has labelled scams targeting flood victims in the Kimberley as sneaky and low-life activity. Fraudsters are using Facebook and Instagram to trick recipients into following bogus links to steal their money. Sue Ellery says it's best to keep personal information safe.
We strongly advise people in those flood-affected areas to be really careful. Don't click on links or give out personal information in response to random messages.
Paramedics have assessed the pilots of a light plane that's crashed while landing at Jandakot Airport. It happened around 11:30 this morning, and police say the 74-year-old pilot was the only person on board and escaped injury. In sport, the Aussie women's cricket team has won their opening T20 clash with Pakistan in Sydney, our side winning by 8 wickets. And Elena Rybakina is the first woman through to the semi-finals at the Australian Open after a straight sets win over Elena Ostapenko. The Russian star telling Channel 9 she's happy with her performance.
I'm super happy to be first time in the semi-final. It was amazing atmosphere. Thank you so much, everybody.
While injury has knocked out Sebastian Korda in his match against Karen Khachanov.